Well, yes, this is not very nice being first, but Tina and I were sort of us two oldies with Tina's on her, obviously, difficult one on the flat, and I'm on mine. So I said to the owners, one thing that you can be absolutely sure about is for the first time in history, this horse will have gone into the lead after the dressage being pathfinder. So that's good. But no, it was I'm chuffed with him, really chuffed.
You're overcome a little bit with emotion out there. What does it mean to you?
And you think it doesn't mean anything, and it's only when you come out you realise how much it does mean, actually. And it's, and that's what's so special about the sport now. I think with particularly my sort of, you know, later on in my years and things, it just proves to me even more it's not about the winning. It's about the individual build up with each particular horse. That gives me as much of a buzz as being in the lead after the dressage on one that's a real professional and good at it. I got as much of a buzz finishing that test as I did with any Rocky or Supreme, you know, Rock or Primrose Pride. And I know he's never going to get tens for anything, but it's that personal thing. And yeah, just I think the work that goes in over the years all round. And there's been, you know, even last night, you know, and my poor girls, you know, I had a double bridle ready. I had all sorts ready to, you know, quick change of tack. And if anyone read my blog or my Facebook page a few weeks at Belton, where I did a shocking test, and I said in a Facebook comment that dressage to him is like academics it was like to me at school. I mean, hated it. You have to just about tolerate it. And during exams, you get distracted as hell and can't wait for the sport and the fun bit, and he's just like I was at school. So I compare myself to him.